is around a third of the way down. Shnei Peturim. They're both potter, the Ani and the Ashi. In other words, one does the Akir and one does the Anoch, they're both potter. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rechizki said, and Rabbanim B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Shnaim Shosu Melacha Achas, because two individuals did the Melacha. Now this does not seem to me to be the way the Bavli learns, although I can't tell you with certainty because the Bavli doesn't say anything exactly about this. The Bavli seems to take it as an assumption. If you don't do a complete Melacha, one does the Akir, one does the Anocha, then it's not a complete malacha. But here he's saying that I don't know, it might just be semantics, but he's saying that the exemption is because two people did the malacha. Not that each person didn't do a full malacha, but rather two people participated in the malacha, and that's why you have an exemption. I don't know any ramification, any practical difference, but that's the difference. Right, they split it. And here we're saying that both participated, that's the shortcoming. Yeah, but Bavli never introduced that concept by Otsah. By this early, at least in Otsah. That's where two people carried out together, but not where... each person did part of the malacha. All right, says Amar, Rav Shol Rebbe, Rav asked Rebbe, Nosalo Acher Chavilo Akseifo. If somebody else put a bundle on your shoulders, now the Mashpiach says here's a typo. It should be Vehotzia. Tell you the word Veshach will move. Vehotzia, and he took out the bundle. What's his halacha? Now put in the word Veshachach, and Rebbe forgot what the answer was. B'marzora tinyona, in the second time around, which is tantalizing, of course, what was the second time around? Nobody knows for sure, obviously. The second time around, Amarle Rebbe responded to him and said, Chayev, you are liable. She'eno doime lo losa. It's not similar to our Mishnah. What do we mean it's not similar to our Mishnah? In this case, it's not the pshat that two people participate in the malacha. No. The person who had the object, put it on his back, and then moved, did the full malacha. Why is that? Because Sava Rebbe Old came and Sha'okas Raglov, once he uprooted his legs, Kemosha Okar es Achebet, is as if he uprooted the object, which we paskin, right? That Akira's Gufo is Akira. You don't have to do Akira with your hand, you can do Akira with your body. The movement of your body is considered to be a form of Akira. Okay? I'll die to the Rebbe, according to Rebbe's line of opinion. If a person standing in a public domain, and he threw something, and then he ran to Rishus HaYochin and caught it himself in Rishus HaYochin, Mao. What's the halacha in that case? So, the Gemara says, what's your question? Anyway, Velo Rebbe who? Are you not asking questions to the Rebbe? The Rebbe Ovid Mechitzas Kema Moshe. We know already, Rebbe says that the airspace of Rishus HaYochin. So you don't need him to catch it. Even if he didn't catch it, of course there's a Chiyuv here, because the object went into Rishus HaYochin. So says Mar, you're right. Lo Tzur Chada Law. I'm not asking this question except, right, the law in the Yerushalmi very obvious contraction of Da Ella. I'm not asking this question except the following case, the opposite case. It should be Hoyame Bishus HaYochid. I forgot to rectify. Usually I get them in the mic tomorrow, but should be Bishus HaYochid. Hoyame Bishus HaYochid. The person was standing Bishus HaYochid. Vizorak, and he threw the cotton of a kilt of Rishus HaRabim, and he caught it in Rishus HaRabim. In other words, he caught it in midair. What's the status then? Ashkachtani, so they found the price, it says, Rebbe Poita Shoshah Shetanuach. Rebbe says, you're exempt until it lands on the ground. In other words, you're catching in midair, it's not considered as if it landed in Rishus HaRabim. In that case, you're a potter until it hits the ground.
But it was in the airspace of the other
Rishus. Of Rishus HaYochi, but never land the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. Because you caught it. You arrested it.
Yesterday we had something about catching it in the trajectory.
We said you're a potter there.
Yeah,
Similar idea here, okay? But the chiddush is that a key here, hanachas gufa is not hanachas chayfetz. So even though you caught it, and your body is holding it, it's still not considered to be munach rishus harabim. So it's to have arrested the trajectory of the object and on its way to rishus harabim. And not quite what we learned yesterday makes no difference. It makes no difference. Okay? Excuse me. Rabbi Yovan, Avin Mechitza, I'm Rabbi Yovan. Rabbi Yovan said Rabbi and Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva, Shlosh Ramu Dabrach, they all said the same thing, which is not exactly true, but they all have a similar underlying svara. What is that? Rabbi Avin Mechitza's Kuma Moshan. Rabbi says the airspace between walls is like a solid block of ground. Ben Azai Ovid Avir Karmelis Kuma Moshe. Ben Azai says the airspace of a Karmelis is like a solid block of ground. Where Ben Azai say that? No, it's Ben Azai.
It was Ben Azai?
Yeah. Ben Azai argues Rabbi Yechla.
He argues that he says that you're puttered.
Right. Why? This is the difference far than I told you yesterday, though. I told you yesterday as far as because each step is hanocha. Uh-huh. What is he saying here? The person walks through karma as if he's walking through a solid block of wood. He's, as I put this, the karma list envelops him. And therefore, Mahalach is going Medami. He's walking through a halachically fictional block of matter. He's not walking through space. So therefore, this matter, by definition, gives him the status of a karmelis. And that's why if he walks through, even if he continually passes through, from a Rishus HaYorah to Rishus HaRam via Karmelis, he remains exempt. Why? Because the Karmelis, even though he didn't stop there, becomes by definition, just like we say about Rishus HaYorah and its command, the Maya Damiya, it's as if it's full, so to the Karmelis is as if it's full. Okay? Very big Kiddush. Yes. All right? So that's the test. Ben Avir Avid Avid Karmelis Kima Moshe. Rabbi Akiva Avid Avir Shusar Rabin Kima Moshe. Rabbi Akiva holds that even the airspace Shusar Rabin up to 10 Tfachim is as if it's substantial. Anything which is over Shusar Rabin as if it's landed. That's why Akiva's principle in the Bible known as Klutzok Mishun Chodamya. So it's within 10 foot in the ground as if it's less than on the ground. Arba Shuris L'Shabbos. There are four Rishuris for Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis. Now the next one is a surprise. In the Bavli, the fourth one is Makom Ptur. Here it's Mevo She'enem Mefuloshim. Dead end streets. Interesting, right? Okay, now we're going to discuss it. Vezu Rishus HaYochid, what is Rishus HaYochid? Choritz, a furrow, Shu'oma Kasar, which is 10 Tvachim deep, V'roch of Arbon, 4 Tvachim wide. Or, V'gader, a fence, Shu'gavar Asar, which is 10 Tvachim high, V'roch of Arbon, 4 Tvachim wide, Zeru Rishus HaYochid, where there's a complete and total Rishus HaYochid. Vezu Rishus HaRabim, where what's complete and total Rishus HaRabim? Istartaya, it's a thoroughfare, a highway, or a platya, a plaza, where many people gather, umidbar, a desert. Now, this is when I wrote the Erevin book, which is coming to America tomorrow, by the way. So I mentioned that the Rambam Shita is that a midbar is a Shusar Rabin. And that everybody asks the Tzorachin on the Rambam, how can a midbar be Rishus HaRabim? But here it is. It's Yerushalmi. It's Rishus HaRabim. The Pashup Shal would be to say that it's Bisman that the Amisol is in the midbar. And not the Pashup Shot. The easiest way out would be to say that it's the when Am Yisrael's in the Midbar. But it sounds like a contemporary statement on the part of the Yerushalmi, that when the Yerushalmi was written, Midbar still considered to be Rishus HaRabim. So remarkable. Chiddush.
Shaul Lieberman says about many of the problems of the Rambam, that the Rambam is really drawing upon the Yerushalmi.
It's in the Rabbi Menachem Kasher's Sefer.
Says that?
A Rambam v'Mechilta de Rashbi. Yes, he has an old Sefer in which he derives the Pesach in the Rambam v'Mechilta de Rashbi, and the Yeshiva has a copy, and I think he gives a list of 100 places where the Rambam passes by Yerushalmi. Yeah. Okay, so this, I guess, is the Rambam source. But I still don't know the Sfara. Why should a desert be Rishus HaRabim? It's nice to see it in print, but why should it be that way? I do not know.
Didn't we discuss this in the Bavli? It's because there's an open area in Bnei Yisrael where in the desert there were 600,000 and that was it.
Yeah, but now it's not. Now it should be a carnivalist. People don't travel there unless it's a highway. It's a difficult thing. Maybe that's what you could say is a cop-out. That it's there.
You're the one who copped out. I think you're the one who said that. I thought you were the one.
It's entirely possible.
I think that's where I got it.
But that's not on tape, and this is. So the cop out one could say, for Afsai, that I did say, is that once we achieve the status of Sarabim, it leaves she retains its status for all time. Okay? Umivosam Fulashim, Umivosam Shalim, open streets. This is the Umivosam.
But of course, the problem with that is. By saying that, we're saying that once you have the necessary number of people in that area, you don't care whether there are necessary people there now, as long as there once were.
That's right. It retains its status as a highway.
That's difficult.
It is difficult, yes. Okay, now here he says that Vosam Fulashim, those are avenues which are open to Rishus HaRabim. They open up to Rishus HaRabim either side of them. Ein motzi Rishus HaYal Rishus HaRabim, one may not take from Rishus HaYal to Rishus HaRabim, nor lo machlis Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYal, nor bring him from Rishus HaYal to Rishus HaYochi. V'moitzi, if you brought it out, or Yichnis have brought in, shoygeg on it, actually, chayev chatos, you lie to bring chatos, meizid if it's intentional, chayev kores, you are chayev excision, v'niskan, we stone you. Echor ha-moitzi, this is true whether you do otzot, take out or bring in. Whether you extend your hand, or you toss. No matter what, it's the same halacha. What else is it?
Well, then why is there a sister?
That's if there are eight. Yeah, eight in Asra. Okay? Excuse me. Yeah? A sea, ubika, and an open field, an area which has open fields, istava. Istava is like a ledge. I don't know if I call it a sidewalk, that would be a little misleading, but a ledge in front of stores in Rishus HaRabim. So that's not part of actually the thoroughfare, it's like a ledge in front of the stores. If I scoop on a threshold, the carmelis, and a carmelis, which is like an open area, ain't on the Rishus HaRabim, lo Rishus HaYochi, they're not Rishus HaRabim, nor Rishus HaYochi. They're in the between. What is not allowed to literally negotiate them, but here it means that they're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to carry within them. If you did carry within them, but you are exempt. Why are you exempt? Obviously. Because it's only Nisa Drabon, not Nisa Doraisa, right? Amar Rabbi Yisrael said, we also learned all these things in the Mishnah. Yam. How do you know that a sea is like a carmelis? The tzinyat that we learned over there. Hazayik b'yamar amos pot, or if somebody throws four amos in the water, in a lake, or in a sea, or in a river, he's exempt. Losof tov arba amos. It's not just if, and it's not just true if you threw four amos. Ela b'yam in the sea. Even if you toss them to a much, much greater extent, your parts are exempt because that's not considered to be Rishus HaRabim. So you don't have the prohibition for Rishus HaRabim. Shekolayam nikra karmelis, because the entire sea is called the Carmelis. Bika, what about a bika? A field of area with open fields. How do we know that's a karmas? The thing that we learned, bika bimosa bikas or a bika bimosa chama in the summer. Rishus hayachid l'shabbos. It's rishus hayachid vis-a-vis Shabbos. And we should start on the tumah. It's a public domain aware vis-a-vis tumah. In other words, vis-a-vis the halacha that suffik tumah b'shus harabim. Sveiko what? If you have a suffik tumah b'shus harabim, tar, the suffik is tar, right? So it's going to be a public area, even though you don't have 600,000 people, or whatever the case may be, but people are going by. That's sufficient in order to say that a suffik tumah, a question of tumah, it remains tar. We most akshav if it's the rainy season, however, so the big type of weird should be Rushusa Yochi Lakana Lakat. So not so many people pass by, so Rushusa Yochi both vis a vis the halacha of Shabbos and vis a vis the halacha of Tuma. Okay? Says the Gemara. Now, you might say that Rushusa Yochi. And it's a literal Rishus HaYochid, which means you don't need any subsequent rectification. If you do take it literally, however, you say it's Rishus HaYochid vis-a-vis both Shabbos and Tumah in the rainy season, literally speaking. So, lo teituna kofa kufs klei behema. If a caravan camps in a karpav, it should not be required that it encircle itself with the saddles. We're going to have the beginning of Erevin. That if you're in a camp in the desert, desert might be a bad example because the desert is just a rabbi, according to Rabbi. But if you're in a chves, not a settled one. What's the word? Prairie. You're a prairie, or on Shabbos, so you have to make yourself a enclosure, right? So the chora, if it's shus hayachid, you don't need an enclosure. So it must be the dina nikifur klei ve'ema medalim resocha. Only if you throw out a saddle, so is it sufficient. So it must be that it's not a. It must be that a midrabbanan it requires some sort of rectification. Okay, that's the status of a karmelis. Says my istiva. What's this little ledge? The tanina, where do we see it from? Actually, then we learned v'chein gesharim amfuloshim. If you have open bridges, metalfin tachteim b'shabbos, lot carry underneath them on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'chachomim osim chachomim forbid carrying under the bridges. So,
what does under the bridge mean? Does it mean that we're dealing with a covered bridge?
No, it's a bridge which has underneath. It's, it's like a suspension bridge.
Underneath the suspension.
It's not over the sea. I mean, we're not talking about. We're talking about on land under the bridge.
Oh, it's not over the water.
No, the bridge is over the water, but part of it is over land.
We're dealing with part over the land.
Right. So in that part, we say you're allowed to carry underneath. You are allowed to carry, huh? Yeah, then you can now carry underneath. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the shaila is, if an istavo was not this is kind of like a ledge. Yeah, look at the Korban Eidah. Korban Eidah is four lines up from where it starts getting medium sized. Chachoyim Mosrim, do you see that Chachoyim Mosrim? So he says, Avalom Chayvin. It's also carried there, but it's not a chiv the rice mishum lo nichot tashmishte, because it's not easy to use it there. So Uadin Istava, the same thing is true about Istava, which is a ledge in front of the stores in Rishus Harabim. It's not easy to use, so there it doesn't have a status of Rishus Harabim, but rather only the status of a karmelis. Okay? So far, so good? Says more further.
When did the Korban Eidah live?
The 1700s. Germany. Okay, Moshe is a Litvak. Korban Eidah is a Yekka. The yeshiva world usually uses, when they learn Yerushalmi, they usually use the Pnei Moshe. But I find the Korban Eidah pretty good. I'm pretty impressed by him. He didn't write on the Zeroyim, obviously. Here it says, Seder Moy Noshim Esa Gon Mar David Frankel. Rav, based in Tequila Gdosha, Berlin. name Moshe was at one time in Amsterdam, but he was a Rebbe then in Zamut, which is near Lithuania, which I guess is how the Gemara met him. Okay. Says more further. Iskupa, a threshold. I don't know, a threshold could be a karmless. The thing we learned, Amotzi Ochli Venosa Iskupa, so he takes food out of Shasiyah and puts it down on a threshold. Benchachosavotian, whether he takes them out subsequently, Benchotianachar, or somebody else takes it out. Potter, it's exempt. Shlosa Malachto Vasachas, he didn't do all of his Malach in one fell swoop. Oimasa Malachto Vasachas. If he did his malach in one fell swoop, he's chayav, right? Ben Azir says, "Afilu mosam malach to vasachas." Even if he did his malach in one fell swoop, he's potter, because malach omidami. So it's as if he stopped in the carmelis. Now, whatever we said, whatever, be that as it may, what's the point? While we're bringing down this machlokas here to show us the carmelis is neutral, but it's neither shusay or shusarabim. So and therefore the carmelis taken into account, you're always potter midoraisa only isur the rabbana. Right, it's a rabbinic tour. Ezui Karmelis, what is the Karmelis? Rabbi Yasa, B'shem Rabbi Elam said, Kigon Chanduse de Bar Yustane. I guess there's certain areas.
Skip.
Yeah.
Karmelis Tani.
Yeah, Karmelis Tani Rabbi.
Oh, yeah, you're right, I did. Karmelis. Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia taught us, what is the Karmelis? Carmel. Now, Carmel is a pasuk, you know, in Vayikra. Aviv kolui beish geres Carmel. That's how your mincha should be. What does Carmel mean? Rach, soft, mole, and full. The grain should be soft and full. Eino lo lach, it's not too dry, velo yavesh, nor too moist. Ela benoni, it's only average, or medium. Hacha, here too, eino lo rishus harabim, lo rishus hayachid. Ella Carmelis. Carmelis is just right. Ezri Carmelis. What's a Carmelis? Rabbi Yasser Shabbi Yonah said, Kikon Chanose de Bar Yustine. It's like the stores de Bar Yustine, which I guess were considered prime example of Carmelis. You probably have to have been there in order to experience it. Chotzer Shal Rabbi. Now, this is an interesting thing. If you think about it for a minute, again, I didn't put this in my book. I really didn't think of this. According to Yerushalmi, is a definition of karmelis. You can never make an erev in a karmelis. Doesn't belong to anybody. Midrabbanan, in order to make an erev, just belong to somebody. And you have to be self or rishus or make an erev with the guy. The karmelis is by definition open space. Though they hold an erev would not be effective there. There's nothing you can do about it. Midrabbanan. Midrashim are just surrounded with walls. That's enough. Midrabbanan, there's nothing you can do about it. You're stuck. Okay, interesting concept. So, look at the next line. I guess they didn't read line. Chatzis Rabbi Mevoshenim Mefuloshim. A public a yard which belongs to many people, and streets which are not do not go through, in other words, dead ends. Im Irvul Mutarin. If they make an Irv, it's okay. Being loyal, if they don't make an Irv, it's not okay. What can make an Irv? Only these two things. What cannot make an Irv? Draw your own conclusions.
So you're saying this is the limits to an Irv?
Yeah. If you think about it, that's really the case. All Erevin are made in modern municipal areas. The truth is, even an unincorporated area nowadays, everything is owned. But back then, not everything was owned.
Is already a limiter.
Okay. So the chutzah belongs to the solitary individual who doesn't need an Erev in order to carry. And only when they're partners you need an heir.
I understand.
Yeah.
But that the rabbim implies, you know, it's the public.
I understand, right. It's not. That's not the case. You're right.
Now, our streets are considered perilous.
No. It's in Voshen and Voshen, because they're owned by the city. We rent the right to carry them from the city. So That's not. Otherwise, we try. That's how they make it work.
But if you had a forest that didn't belong to anybody, within the boundaries of the state, it belongs to.
Belongs to the state? They didn't have that concept in the old days. They really didn't. It's even a modern concept. Belongs to nobody. Okay. Says more. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Chanina both said simtios shevein amudim. If you have little alleyways between the pillars of Rishus HaRabim, you know, you ever been to the Cardo, they have pillars along the sides, so little alleys among the pillars are like karmas. Rabbi Shimon bar Achiya bar Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Chanina said pirchei amudim. I don't have a good translation of this, but he says that he's talking about where the pillars have ornamentation, the shape of flowers down below. So they are nido kikarmelis. They are similar to a karmelis. Yeah, well, as opposed to Shul Sarabi. Not as opposed to Shul Yochi, but as opposed to Shul Sarabi.
Someone wants to hang some stuff from it or something.
Right. Rav Shua Bar Achiya Bar Yehuda B'Shem Rav Chanin. Rav Shua Bar Achiya Bar Achiya Bar Yehuda B'Shem Rav Chanin said, Pirchei Amudim. Oh, did I mess up before?
No, you're just backtracking now.
Okay, sorry. Pirchei Amudim Nidonei Karmelis. Lachein Tzrichin. You should know where we're saying this. Begvoim Shlosha. Even they're more than three, when they're more than three tefachim above the ground, they are still considered to be in that case, as if they're on the ground, and therefore they create a constitution. I didn't get there yet. Yeah. Rav Shua Bar Achiya Bar Yehuda again. Rav Shua Bar Achiya Bar Yehuda B'Shem Rav Chanina said, "Pirchei Akol Amudim Nidonim Karmas Lo Chain Tzricha," which is low cane, "Tzricha Begoying Shlosha." We're talking about even where they're more than 3 feet above the ground, they still have a din of karmas. Why is that? I think I just messed up, boy. Even if it's less than three tefachim. No, it's more than three tefachim. Even if it's more than three tefachim, it's still a karmelis.
I guess I don't understand the three tefachim. The significance.
The crowd is usually loving.
It's connected to the
right, so now I see I like the Korman Ada better than the Korman Russia. So really saying the same thing.
Here.
The other thing is, is that it's okay if someone has a coin. No, it has to be. You already know. Or if it's okay if someone other than the printer. There's your pillar. Pirkei Amudim. This is the pillar. These are the Pirchei Amunim. Underneath here is the Karmelis.
Between the Pirchei Amunim and the ground.
Right, that's the Karmelis.
So it's like a bridge. It's the bridge
of the land part. What, this is a bridge?
It's like it.
Right.
Underneath
there. No, true. So the Chiddush is, this is only true when it's more than three tefachim off the ground. If this distance over here is more than three. Because otherwise, if it's less than three, so it's level to the ground, whatever the ground is, or it's going to be, either Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochim, but it's not going to have a separate identity. Chiyavri Rav Amar, Kibre Rav said, Koma Akiv, Dorsa, Rishus Arabim, anything which impedes upon walking Rishus Arabim, you don't need a karmless. It's like a karmless. Says Marabonik, it's on ass, Omri, they ask, I feel the crates, I feel the schools, what if you have stored, what are they called? Thorns. You have thorns or broken glass. So in that case, place in Shus Rahim, is that going to be a karmless? So guess the Gemara answers. Yes, it is a karmless. Says Gemara, Loch in Tzvika, B'shein in Gevoa Shloisha. Yeah, and the Chiddush is that even where there are less than three Tfachim, if people don't walk in that area of Shus Rahim, that's very good to be a karmless, which I don't recall at all from the Bavli, but... seems that it is, nobody points out, so I assume I'm recalling correctly. I thought that as long as there's 3 tefach in the ground, no matter how much it impedes the walking, it's still considered to be part of the Shus HaRabim. Here it says not that way. He says it depends if it impedes the walking or not.
We had cases where the storekeepers had push carts in front of their stores, and people couldn't walk straight. Wasn't that considered a carless?
Yes, it certainly considered
a carless. Push carts were...
Well, the push carts themselves, they just made walking difficult. That makes everything accomplished.
So, if they were less than 3 tefachim?
Yeah, but push carts not going to be less than 3 tefachim. No, that's not going to... I'm talking about where the total height is less than 3 tefachim. Okay, Varm Rabbi Yosef said, Iskupa Shomru, the threshold which they said, which they were talking about, which is like a karmelis, Ruchov Arba, it's 4 tefachim wide, Vena Glossar, but it's not 10 tefachim wide. Ask Gemara in Tamar, if you're going to say Gavoa Asura V'ruchava Arba, forgot what this means. One second. All right, it's all part of the line of reasoning. It's not a question. It's part of the statement. If you're going to say it's 10th volume wide, but not 4th volume wide,
doesn't necessarily prove what he's saying.
So then that's the same thing. Which one? In Tamar Gavoa Asura V'Rochav Arba. So then Rishus B'Ifnei Atzmo. Obviously Rishus Yochid unto itself. There's no question that Skuba should be anything else. In Tamar Gavoa Asura V'Eino G'Rochav Arba. If you're going to say it's 10th volume wide but not 4th volume wide, Adar Demar Rochista, and it's like Rochista Sem Shem Masi. Kone notes Rishus Rabim, if you have a peg or a stick stuck at the Rishus Rabim V'Gavoa Asura, it's 10th volume high. So then you're allowed to carry from one side of the stick to the other side of the stick. What principle falls into place then? Why are you allowed to do that? What?
I don't find anything.
Yeah, it is Malcolm Tour.
It's not one of the reformer shuyas.
True. But it is a Malcolm Tour. Because it's 10th volume wide, it's not 4th volume wide.
I thought that's what you need for Malcolm Tour,
is 4th volume. There's Shusayachit. Has to be Malcolm Tour. Hold the Mar Rav Chista, B'Shem Rav Asi, B'Shem Asi, Rav Chista is the name of Asi. The Kona knows Shusarav, you have a stick stuck in Shusarav, Kavoa Sarah Tvachim, Mutulakanaka, and Stan Tvachim, as long as it's not 4x4, you could use it both with the Shusarav and the Karmelis. Uvachlo Yachlif. As long as you don't go through the Malcolm Tour, use it as a vehicle by which to effect transfer. That we don't permit. That's too much of a ruse, a subterfuge. We don't do that. El Kenanu Kayamin. We're talking about the final case. B'sheinon l'rechov arbo v'lo gva asar. It's not 4 wide, nor is it 10 high. So what is it? A karmelis. That's a karmelis. Okay. okay? In order to be a Makom Ptur, it has to be either Tanai or Fo. Not ant. Ten high. Right. Up or SB ten high. If it's. Something fishy. Carbonated gashes it. The carbonator takes that out. Take a look at the last carbonator. Last four or five words on the page. The Chacham asking, it is Rechava, because the karmas can be four Tvachim. Our karmas can be super wide, right? There's no shear for limited karmas. Dirty trick here. Elakena Kayomen. Again, let's read that over again. Okay, we're talking about over this. Rechava Arba and Velo Gva Asara. It's four Tvachim wide, but not ten Tvachim wide. So Shus Rami is less than ten, but has to be more than 4x4. A Rishus Yachid is more than ten, and it's more than 4x4. A Mokob Ptur is more than ten, but less than 4x4. A Karmelis is less than ten, but more than 4x4. Okay? Those are four things, right? So, again, let's start on the bottom again of Haman base. Okay, we'll tell you about over here. Rechava Arba, where it's four Tvachim wide. Velokva, so it's not ten Tvachim wide. Iskoipel Shulikniya Pesach. Now, this threshold, which might be a karmelis, which is in front of your door. It's in front of your door, which is important to remember. Your door closes on the inside of this threshold. Others say as long as the door is open, the entire threshold is like inside. You can carry from the threshold to your door. No, if it's locked, then it's all like outside. It's going to cause you a major problem with what? No. Think Shabbos.
If it's not.
Shabbos keys. Can't use your Shabbos key. Once the door is closed, so the escape where you are then becomes a carmelis. You can't take it out. No Shabbos keys. Okay, I think the post can mitigate this somehow, but that's really what it comes out. So wait a minute. Let's get reasonable here. Monica, what are we talking about? In Bimakura, if the Rishus HaYachid is roofed over, I feel pasul kula chutz, even if it's open, it's all like outside. El Kenu Kema, what are we talking about? Rather, Beshechetu Makura. I skipped, right? Mana Kemen, let me start again for the third line. In Makura, it's talking about a case that's roofed over, I feel no kula chutz, even if the doorway is locked, still the threshold has this chashivus.
It's a continuation of the house.
Right. I don't know if I buy that.
Well, it says if it's roofed over, I presume that including that scoop.
No, but that's p'tikra. It's not because it's a threshold of the continuation house, because it's p'tikra. That's what they say over here. It can't be continuation of the house. The house's door is closed. It doesn't. It loses its status of continuation. It's got to be another reason. So the reason we give is because of p'tikra. Because you have on the scope, you have two walls, and the back wall where the door is, and then you have overhead a roof. And as long as the roof is more than tefach wide, that qualifies as p'tikra. That's a
Yorin Vesosim.
Right, yeah.
So therefore what if Yorin Vesosim, therefore what?
And carry inside.
So I see. Okay.
So says my Imkura, if it's roofed over, I feel no, even the door's locked, cool if name. So it's all inside. And on the other end, and v'shein makor, if it's not about a case where there was no roof, so then I feel pasul kolog achutz, even if it's open, the whole thing is like outside, right? There's no roof. How are you going to attribute it to the inside? Elokin anukem. We're talking about the following case. Beishach chetzia mekure, half of it is roofed over. Chetzia mekure, in other words, the threshold is four tefachim. Half of which is roofed and half of it is not. So then, what's that? Loche, mau. No, if the door is locked, kul kachutz, even under the beam, you're not allowed to use the askupa. Do you have this in your mind's eye? You know what's going on here? No?
It's like an ante room. It's like a porch.
Right.
Right? Half the porch is roofed and half of it isn't. Which way, does it matter which way the door is opening?
No, it makes no difference.
This porch
always opens on the inside.
Doors usually open to the inside.
Right.
Or if I say the door opens to the outside.
I deny it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to draw this. I don't know if I can do it.
Trying to think of it like here in house in Chicago, many times you'll have, like, going into a restaurant, you'll have a door, a little ante room on the outside, so
right.
When you open up the cold air doesn't go into the restaurant.
Right.
So that would be something like this. Like going into
Here's two tzvachim.
So sorry, I experienced it and never enjoyed. Two tzvachim.
Here's the doors. So in there, here's the skupa, which is four tzvachim in total. And you have two tzvachim covered and two not. So if the doors are open, so these two schlep along these two. If the doors are closed, then these two schlep along these two.
That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Is that clear? Mr. Zuger?
Let's explain it to him.
Covered by the outer area.
It's not covered. It's bottled. It's top of the area.
Right. Going into Ken's diner.
Yeah.
With the outside
right.
area being half a roof.
Okay.
Is that best for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half a roof, which way? Horizontal?
Yeah.
I mean, in other words,
yeah.
going through again. Okay.
With the first couple of first spots,
okay, so
and as
you have two sets of doors you're going into. You want
right.
the first set of doors halfway covered, the back part.
Well, Kev's is covered all the way when you walk in the door.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Let's say it's only halfway covered. So then what?
So if the door is open, you can have it. Go ahead.
So if the door
is open,
then
what happens is you are covered by the covered area. Therefore, you can carry. If the door
even beyond the covered area. The Gemara is going to disagree with that momentarily, but this is the Chiddush at this stage.
Okay.
If the door is open, the covered area is only two tefachim, but you can cover the entire threshold.
Okay,
if the door is closed, that's what I thought you meant before. I guess we're if the door is
otherwise, there's no big deal then.
Right.
Of course.
If the door is closed, so that you can't even cover in carrying the two tefachim which are covered, because they're tefel, they're subsidiary, so it becomes subsidiary, for want of a better word, to the outer area which is not covered. Still clueless? Okay, so it says a lot. Elokeinu, again, let's read inside. We're talking about when the fifth line down. Elokeinu, we're talking about the following case. Shechetzi mekorim, when half of it is roofed over. Chetzi mekorim, half is not roofed over. Mau. What's halacha? No, if it's la kula klachut, everything, even the part which is roofed over, is like outside, and it's also carry. Mutar lishtamish mitoicha. In other words, even underneath the roof, since the door is locked, it's considered to be as if it's outside. So they're allowed to take stuff from this area to this area and from this area to that area. Right? Even though there's no connection between the two. Well, I don't know if there's no connection is the right word. But even though this is not obviously connected to here, nonetheless, this is already considered to have lost its chashivas as a part and parcel of outside. That's why I said in that case you wouldn't be able to use your key or Shabbos key on Shabbos. Because there's no place outside the door you're allowed to carry. So you wouldn't be allowed to take out a Shabbos key. Okay? So it says,
what the mitocha is referring to what?
Mitocha means tocha of the chutz. Yeah, not tocha of the theme here. Okay? So it says, it's a misleading. Ukshu v'pesach, what about if there's a hole in the door? This is like a, you know, to pass stuff through. So you're not allowed to use from inside the house, from inside the threshold to the hole, the nor from the inside of the hole to the threshold, because I could just say all over again. Rabbi Nosson HaMeri argues, he says, no, if it's closed, kula kachutz. Oh, it's like outside, that I grant you. However, Pasuach, the door is open. So you can never say that this part over here is considered as if it's part of that. That's untenable. That's what you were saying before, I think, right?
Right, right. So, but that's.
Okay? But again, Pasuach, Chetz Livni, Chetz Elchutz. Ultimately, you have to be under the roof in order for it to work. Loch ain't so, remember that we're not going to say. Askupa arbo, askupa fourth fachim, miachar shen yinal adeles pesel kula chutz. Even if the roof was fourth fachim, not just two fachim, there was. I mean to say that when the door is closed, the whole entire thing is going to be outside. Afksha pesel basuach. Now, when you have askupa, which only the roof is only two fachim wide, so even if the door is open. Leaf name, chetzach leaf name, all he has is like inside, chetzach roots and half retains character being outside. Okay? Well, yeah, new Mishnah. That's it for Otsah. I mean, they'll come up later on, but in the Bavli, I think goes on for another 13 block. Okay. Loyeshev Adam Lifne Asapa, a person should not sit in front of a barber, some of Mincha right before Mincha time, even on a weekly, obviously. Until he davens. They shouldn't go into a bathhouse, Vloburski nor a tannery, Vlolechol nor to eat, Vloladun nor to judge. Imischilu, if ever you began, aim of seeking, you don't have to stop. Mavsin the Kriya Shema, one can stop for Kriya Shema, one must stop for Kriya Shema, because that's what the Raisa Gemara will say. Aim of seeking, feeling not for Shmon Esrei. Okay? Anatin Samuch Lumincha. We learned in our Mishnah that it's adjacent to Mincha. Tai Rabbi Chia said, Somuch HaShech, we're talking about right before nightfall, not right before the Zman gets here, which is logical to say. Perhaps, well, I don't know if it's logical, I take that back. So, Eva, Rabbi Chia said it's right before nightfall. Masnisi Tzrichu Masnisi Rabbi Chia, our mission needs a price of Rabbi Chia to elucidate it. Masnisi Rabbi Chia to Masnisi and Rabbi Chia's price requires our mission to elucidate it. How so? Says the Gemara, Ilutan Rabbi Chia Vlotin Anon, which is the mention Rabbi Chia's case of Achach HaShecha, and not our Mishnah of Samuch LeMincha, so that it would have said, Havami would have said, yeah, it would have just said that Rabbi Chia's case, right, which is at Samuch HaShecha, wouldn't have said our case, which is Samuch HaMincha. So I would have thought. I don't know if that means, I don't know if we would have thought. No, Blotin and Onan. Hamia Lo Elachashecha would have said that all these things are enumerated by Shonli Osir from adjacent to nightfall, not from the time Mincha starts. Hamincha Lo, Mincha, Lavitzur Masitim, but by the Mincha time, which is earlier than Samachashecha, Mish wouldn't have had a question and obviously wouldn't have been able to engage in all activities. And O Ilutana. Here's a reverse order. It should be, it's a typo. With a tana anon, if you would have just said our Mishnah, the lotin Rabbi Chia, not learned Rabbi Chia's brisa, Harmi would have said kulu tetnihan. Even those things are going to be in a later Mishnah where it mentions atchacha shecha, so I would have thought it's also going on mincha. So also much earlier in the day it becomes also not just later on, right before nightfall. So therefore, the kulu tetnihan chashecha chashecha. And and I would have thought that the, all those that say chashecha, I'm sorry, the chulat the tnina chashecha chashecha, and all those that would have been mentioned, I would have said it's still nightfall, or the standard is still slightly before nightfall, because I would have learned from the case of Rabbi Chia. I don't know, it's confusing, I'm sure. I should say it outside, it'd be much quicker. In this Mishnah, we have a it says, don't weigh the stuff adjacent to Mincha. In the next Mishnah, it says, don't do a bunch of stuff right before Chashecha. So Rabbi Chia learned in our Mishnah also Chashecha. Says Mishnah, it's very useful to have Rabbi Chia's Braisa in conjunction with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah needs Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Chia needs our Mishnah. Our mission needs Rabbi Chia to tell us that it's really awesome. Not my mission, Mincha time, which could be for that matter 12:30 in the afternoon, right? Maybe in Plag, but that's not what it is. It's right before nightfall. So we need Rabbi Chia's clarification that it's not immediate, it's right before nightfall. Rabbi Chia needs clarification of our Mishnah. Because that Rabbi Chia, not of our Mishnah, would have said, Samach HaShem means my Mishnah immediately before dark. So he needs mincha in order to tell us that it's sometime before that. So each Mishnah on Brisa is complemented by the other Mishnah of Brisa. Okay, that's what I really meant to say. So it says, Gemara. Where am I up to? Mimana Tisa Mincha, Tisa Rabbi Chia, Ruba says, branches by our Mishnah, which says, Ad Mincha. Mentions Rabbi Chia the Great, who said, until Samach HaShecha. So Adam Ra, this comes to teach us, Afil Chashech, Tinem Basra, even Chashech, which mentioned the next Mishnah, the Mincha, it's referring to Mincha, so Chashech here is a very, very broad parameter. So Afil Chashech, again, let me read it over again. Adam Ra, Afil Chashech, Tinem Basra, Mincha, even Chashech, which is mentioned later in the parak, is not considered to be Chashech of true darkness, but Chashech when already it's getting dark. Okay, Rabbi Chia Chanina ben Achui Rabbi Yeshua Amar Masni. He said a different reconciliation between our Mishnah Rabbi Chia. What's the reconciliation? Masni sin b'amei oretz. Our Mishnah is talking about Amaratzim. She those Amaratzim. So in order to get them, in order we have to make life more difficult for them. So if we say they're not allowed to start all these things adjacent to Mincha, Ma'atatari Rabbi Chia b'chaverin. That's about the Mincha Chachamim. They know to gauge themselves. Therefore, you can let them start the meal or whatever, even right before nightfall. Chabon in the case of Armin, Masdi Sein Krabi Yudah. Our Mishnah like Krabi Yudah holds Plag HaMincha. That's what it says on HaMincha. Whereas Rabbi Chia's Braisa, we might have tied Rabbi Chia, Krabon on hold that when is the Seibs Man Kriyash Mincha? At Shkia. So therefore, our mission, which holds the Sof's mind, is at Plag, so it says, Samach L'mincha, right before Plag. Don't do anything else. Go and hop to Davin. Whereas later on, it's about a case where we said that, as I mentioned before, it's about a case where we even hold like Rabbana. The Mincha goes till Shkia Sachama. And therefore, all these laws only become forbidden when? Adjacent to Shkia Sachama. Samuch, not Lemincha, but Samuch Le Chashecha. That's why the difference in terminology. Okay?
They weren't
chassidim. No, they were. They went to Shkia and beyond. That's chassidim, I'll tell you. They didn't stop in Prague, but they're chassidim. Ravana went to Mincha and beyond. Okay. Says, when I leave near a sap or some of the Mincha, you shouldn't sit before a barber right before Mincha actually spawned. Well, until you die, because the miracles, you shouldn't go to the bathhouse. As close as operates, when is it considered to be the beginning of the aircraft that you know that you can finish the aircraft, you don't have to get up and daven? Once he starts shaming you, we see they weren't Lubavitchers in Eretz Yisrael. Ask more about Tiny, we learn. Yoshalakalech, a person sits to shave. Bo Vormelo Mesovim. And they come and say, your father died. You got to sit Shiva, and you're not allowed to shave anymore. I raise the Mashlim is Roshov. You're allowed to finish your head for Kavod HaBrios. Because you can't go with half a beard, right, for all that veils. It's true both about the person getting the shave, and the person giving the shave. Ask the Gemara. Now, what the Gemara doesn't ask, but means to ask, is that if for a Doraisa, not to shave on the first day of a veils is Doraisa. Because we all have veils the first day is Doraisa. So if not to shave, you're allowed to finish. Not to shave the rice, so you're allowed to finish once you sat in the barber's chair and you start work. Of course, you don't have to stop for davening once you start in the barber's chair. So, because this is only the Rabbanan to daven. So, it must be an arm, but Mishnah's talking about, and don't you don't have to stop, must be even after an earlier time you don't have to stop. In sync with the fact we're talking about the Rabbanan as opposed to the rice. So, it says the Gemara, we should have an earlier standard. Actually, not an earlier standard, a different standard. So it says the Gemara. Well, it is an earlier standard. So. Says the Gemara. Lo asiyok shemis mishisate pulontis. No, when is going to be the beginning of a haircut for our purpose? When the guy puts the apron on you. That's considered the beginning of the haircut. Okay. As far as America says, you, what's the beginning of the bathhouse? That you don't have to daven right then. You continue taking your bath. Rabbi Zirim Sherechin said, Amar Mishayati Yadir once you loosen the belt. Rav Amar Mishayat Mil, once you take off your shoe. Bekiado, what is this like? Rabbi Shulman Levi. Fascinating Gemara. Have you all leave Shama Parshas Amin Barbare? He was accustomed to hear the Parshas HaShavua from his grandson. B'chol Rav Shabbos Shabbos. Every year of Shabbos. Chadzman Inche. One day he forgot. V'al, and he went in Mischei to swim Erev Shabbos, the mikveh, by Indi Musa the Tveria, in a certain pool in Tveria. V'avim istami al-kisri d'arbechia barba. He was leaning on the shore of Chia barba. Inar, he reminded himself, he recalled, Lo shama parshas, I mean barbare. He didn't hear yet the parsha from his grandson. Chosar menafikle, so he left the bathhouse to go hear the parsha. Ma'ava, where was he holding? Was he undressed when he remembered that already? Rabbi Dreis Yomar Kachava. He was fully dressed. He hadn't started getting undressed yet. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yisyomar, Shaliach Manoy Avoy. He already had taken off his clothes. Well, be that as it may, Amalei B'chia Barabba, B'chia Barabba said, wait a minute, for Lokein Ilfan Rebbe, didn't you teach us, Im Yischilu Ein Mafsikin, what was this Midas Chasidus you demonstrated? This is not even to daven or to learn. See, not even to daven, Shemone Esrei or Kriya Shema, I meant to say, it is learning. But why did you have to be Mafsik? You already took off your clothes. Why do you have to go to be Mekayim, this mitzvah hearing that's what Gemara basically said. Well, Gemara doesn't say that, but Gemara says something similar. Amar Leisa said, Chia b'ni, Chia my son, Kali b'necho, it's so light in your eyes that I shouldn't learn with my grandson. Shekol HaShomea, very interesting quotes, not in the Bavli. Shekol HaShomea, Parsha, anybody hears the Parsha? Mean Ben Benoy from his grandson, Kilushoimami Har Sinai, as if he heard it on Mount Sinai. Ma Tama Pasuk teaches us this. For datum livanecho, livnevanecho, should teach your children and your grandchildren, the day you stood before God in Har Sinai. So if you teach your grandchildren, you hear the Parsha of them, it's if you're giving over the Torah Mount Sinai. Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Chia, Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan said, in general, if you have a tradition which you can attribute all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shaushlo, go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bin Lavin, if not, Foso Usa Rishon Rishon, at least give us the name of the first guy who said it, or Achron Achron, or the last guy who said it just before you. Why is that? Because Matan. What's the positive of us? Vodavanech v'nei 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 tell your sons and grandchildren Yomashramat v'nei 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 the day you stood before God in Chorev, which teaches us that you have to always tell them stuff. That's a general lima. Gidu Amar Komashmumi Piyomra, here is a more specific one, which is Bavli appears in a different version. He said that Koomer Shmuel B'Shem Omer, anybody says something in the name of the person originally said it, Yehoyah. Oh, this is not at all about me. I'm sorry. This is not the praise. He says Koomer Shmuel B'Shem, the name of somebody says it, Yehoyah Baal Shmuel Kilu Omer at the Kenegdo. He should visualize in his mind's eye that the author, the original person who made the statement, is in front of him. This is amazing. Only with Tzilam, literally you read it with the shadow, but here it means in the image. You only can go in the image of somebody else. That's like for Yuenecha Rosas Morecha. You got to see a Rebbe and his inflections and nuances in order to fully understand what's going on. Right? And therefore you should see him in your mind's eye when you quote him.
So that's when
the fish are crying. Well, yeah, and see, it says, Rava Adam Mikori Ish Chazdo. Many people, Rav Bnei Adam, most people say, I'm a big Baal Chesed. But Ish Emunim Mim, so where are you going to find a trustworthy person? They're all full of baloney. So says the Mar, Rav Adam, Rav Adam Mikori Ish Chazdo, Zesharko, and that's everybody else. Ishamuni means, so who can find a trustworthy person? Say Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira is very trustworthy. Why? Because he's very meticulous in what he hears. How do we know that? The Ma Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, "Leisan on tzrichim chashosh and l'shmuatz the Rav Sheshes." We don't have to pay attention to what Rav Sheshes says. Ignore him when he says something named after somebody else. Why? Do Gavra Ma'ava Gavra Farcha? The Farcha. He was a blind. So since he couldn't see the person who was saying it over, he couldn't accurately report, and we can't trust what he says over. So Rabbi Zira is very medactic that. Rabbi Zira said to Rabbi Yassa, Chachim Rabbi Lebar Padaya, Rabbi Yassa, my Rabbi, did you ever see Bar Padaya? That Amr Shmutz Amin Shmei, that you say stuff over in his name? How can you do it? So he said, Rabbi Yochan Amr Mishmo, Rabbi Yochan said it over his name. I saw Rabbi Yochan saw Bar Padaya, it's like tag, and therefore it's if I saw him. And similarly, Om Rabbi Zil, Rabbi Bobar Zavta, Rabbi Zira Zavta, Rabbi Bobar Zavta, Chochim Rebbe L'Rav, did you ever see Rav, that Amr Shmutzim and Shmei, that you say something over in his name? Om Rabbi Zil said, Avada Bravo, Om Rabbi Mishmo, I saw Avada Bravo, who said it over in his name. Okay, Vlolu Burske, you can't go into a tannery right before Mincha. Says, Marisa Chame, come and see, B'teilu Mimbenu Sherei Chora. It says that you're not Mavsik, he's not Mavsik. Right? So, well, of course he can't be mafsik. He stinks. Nobody else left to daven with him. There's no tila b'tzil for this guy. You can't daven his presence. Fata marachain, you say that it's a chiddush, it's poshut, nobody can daven with the guy. It's putrid. Lo asya elok shemislabish big day amnuso. What it means is that he didn't really start yet. Then it's obvious. He can't be mitzarif him for a minion. It means even if he already put on his tanning garments, at that point he's exempt from minion until he finishes the tanning process. Okay, we'll stop here for today.